4 years ago, Dawat Islami formed a new department, which was FGRF, Faizan Global Relief Foundation. Remember that Dawat Islami's performing welfare activities from many years. When earthquake struck in Kashmir around 17 years ago, even then Dawat Islami reached there and helped them. But when COVID-19 struck, causing chaos all around the world, then a separate department was formed, which started helping afflicted and distressed Muslims. There were two major tasks that FGRF executed during the days of COVID. One, around 10 million people were provided with monetary and food aid. And two, more than 60,000 blood bags were provided for thalassemia patients. Because that was the time when no one was available to give blood, but the following announcement of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah worked wonders.
If my blood is of any use, then I'm here. I am willing to give my blood for these patients. All Islamic brothers should become active in this and help these distressed and ill children, help the afflicted patients, help the grieved Ummah of the Prophet.
This led to queues of brothers to form who then presented their blood for this noble cause. And this work is still ongoing, and we have announced it to all the relevant official authorities of Pakistan that whenever you're in need of blood, your FGRF is here. Let's move forward. After that, a devastating flood came in Pakistan. It rained so heavily that many areas of Pakistan submerged underwater. This flood in 2022 made hundreds of thousands of people homeless and millions faced difficulty. Alhamdulillah, your FGRF spent multi-millions in aid and we plan to build 15,000 houses. And you would be pleased to know that as of now, we have already built around 5,000 houses and handed them over partially or completely. The process of building homes is still ongoing. We have a slogan that we've not forgotten, and inshallah we will not forget, our welfare and aid work will continue. During these welfare operations, a terrifying earthquake struck in Turkey and Syria. Within only 40 seconds, their lives turned upside down. The living passed away, the healthy became injured, children became orphans, and women became widows. Your Dawat Islami's department, FGRF, became active there too and immediately sent welfare and aid teams over there. And alhamdulillah, even today, by the end of 2023, aid work is still being carried out there. We have built houses for them. And your Dawat Islami built an orphanage on the border of Syria. Warm clothing and food was provided to hundreds of thousands of Prophet's devotees. And this aid is even ongoing today, because we have not forgotten. As we were busy in these operations, mountains of oppression were inflicted upon the Muslims of Gaza and Palestine. They faced extremely tough time and became homeless. Alhamdulillah, we instantly started our aid work in Palestine via three countries. From Malawi, from Turkey and from UK. With the mercy of Allah, up until now, we have provided warm clothing and food to thousands of Prophet's devotees there and have further planned to work towards their rehabilitation. Dear viewers, so far this was about reacting in the face of disasters that wherever in the world Muslims suffer, your FGRF instantly becomes active through its remarkable widespread network and uses your donations in the right way. The advantage we have is that the roots of Dawat Islami are found pretty much all around the world. We have enormous manpower, so whenever there's any need anywhere in the world, once such a huge network becomes active, the results are then in front of you. And all this welfare operation is conducted under the light of Shari'i rulings. Every penny that you give, we tirelessly strive to make it reach the deserving person so that we can all reap its blessings. This is your entrustment which we have to make it reach them. This was a brief regarding disasters. Then our attention was drawn towards disabled children who are in a great number in Pakistan. And there's a great shortage of centers that offer treatments, therapies and rehabilitation for disabled children. With this in mind, another department was formed in Karachi called FRC, Faizan Rehabilitation Center. And within no time, it grew to 4 branches. Thousands of children have been treated and thousands are still undergoing treatment. This treatment is very expensive. And how is it done? Let us show you a few visuals. Rahim farma, mere maula. Rahim farma, mere maula. Rahim farma. What was the state of Sadia when she first came to us? And what is her state now? Allah Almighty has given us healthy children. We should all together help these distressed Muslims. After this two years, we saw that treatment is very expensive. It is out of the reach of a poor person. With this in mind, Madani Healthcare Center was formed that provides quality treatment at an affordable price. After Madani Healthcare Center, branches for Madani Clinic have also started to form. Dear viewers, after Madani Healthcare Center, we realized there's another issue, that when a flood comes in faraway areas or any other disaster, then there are no medical facilities found there. There should be some sort of a van in which women can be treated in Shar'i Vail, and we can provide treatment to those patients who are poor at their doorstep by reaching to them. So an amazingly well-equipped Madani Mobile Healthcare Unit was introduced, which cost around 10 million rupees. Now it visits around poor areas and offers poor people treatment absolutely free of charge. How does it work? Let us show you a few glimpses.
वो काम मुझे से ले ले तू राजी हो जिसे वो काम मुझे से ले ले तुझे जो पसंद है वो काम मुझे से ले ले.
Dear viewers, serving orphans and those who have no one is a great act of piety. The summary of a hadith is that the Prophet said, me and he who provides for an orphan will be like this on the Day of Judgment. The Prophet joined both his fingers together and said that this is how we will be together. Subhanallah, we should also take part in the acts that become a means of continuous reward. FGRF took on board another project which was of Madani Home, and this is a mega project. It is heading towards its completion now. Nowadays it is very difficult for a person to bring up an orphan in his own home. It's not easy for everyone. But your Dawat-e-Islami is doing this for you. So why don't we take part in this noble cause for ourselves and to convey reward to our deceased loved ones by supporting this project. We will leave this dunya, but this project will remain behind. Orphans and children who have no one will be brought up, and for their sake, inshallah, our children will also remain blessed. Subhanallah, planting trees is a great act of virtue and sunnah of the Prophet. We all are in need of it. Global warming is a major concern at the moment, and according to experts, one of its reasons is the cutting down of trees, due to which climate change is taking place rapidly. Alhamdulillah, this need was realized and FGRF made its network active in this regard. And up until now, only in Pakistan, around 3 million trees have been planted by FGRF. Our slogan is, sow a seed and make a tree. Many planted saplings have grown into trees and they are also being looked after. And this campaign will continue. Remember, until the tree remains planted, he who planted it will keep getting its reward, because the creation of Allah benefits from it. Please come forward and support us in this noble cause.
Darakht lagao, lagao, darakht lagao. Garmi ko roke ye deta hai saaya. Achha kiya jisne isko lagaya. Duniya o di ke fawaid ko paya. Sadqa hai isme nabi ne bataya. Daawat-e-Islam.